Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back into our Black and Gold Draft Show. Steve Geller, Bobby Hebert, Deuce McAllister, Mike Dottiglia, and Mike Haas. Our wall-to-wall coverage of first round of the draft is winding down here as the picks are coming in. The Buffalo Bills are on the clock right now that says the pick are in. The Kansas City Chiefs follow that, and then it's the Philadelphia Eagles, and we'll be at the end of round one, gentlemen. The Saints taking Kelvin Banks with the 9th overall pick in this year's draft. Now, since 2002, the Black and Gold have used an NFL high 16 first-round picks on offensive and defensive linemen.
Yeah, and then you look at the Bills right now, Mike. These are two quality players. You know, the rich get rich. You look at the Bills, whether the safety from North Carolina, the edge rusher from BC, that's potential picks right there. Just looking at the cornerback from Kentucky,
Maxwell Harrison. And
they really like him. So it's going to be interesting. Now, the one cornerback, Mike, from East Carolina.
Chevelle Revelle.
Yeah.
Chevelle Revelle junior.
Yeah, East Carolina. You might think there's not a bunch of cornerbacks. So if there's a need for those type players.
Yeah, he tore the ACL about early in the season. But he was ranked the number one corner
from East Carolina. Right. So let's see if the Bills pick is in. So it looks like he's doing the Bills pick. Some probably Bills fan who's getting excited for the Bills Mafia. The Bills Mafia always shows up. It looks like the Bills Mafia is at Lambeau.
Kind of a little out of here, too.
Bobby guys. Doing a little play-by-play for us here on the television.
He's learning from you, Hoss.
Yeah, the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
He's in dangerous territory.
Yeah, we got Make-A-Wish Foundation. Tommy.
The Philadelphia Eagles reportedly moving up one spot to take the Kansas City Chiefs.
One spot. Just to punch him in the head.
Let's go, Buffalo.
Waiting to hear this pick for the Buffalo Bills.
Hey, when the Bills fans came to the Dome, they really represented.
I
tell you what.
We are going to Buffalo next year.
That'll be a tough game.
Hopefully. Harrison, I told you.
Yeah, that's what we were just talking about. Right. They really like the cornerback in Kentucky.
I was told by an agent different that has Harrison that's who he was told Buffalo would pick. So Maxwell Harrison, a speedster guy, he's not real big. But, man, can he fly. And Buffalo has really had a lot of issues.
Well, they brought Trey back.
In the injury department, they bring back Tre'Davious White, who's coming off another serious injury. Mm-hmm. And so Maxwell Harrison here, really good football player. Man, and he can fly. He's got great catch-up ability as a corner. And you got to match up because one day you got to beat Mahomes.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy about this? Even though it's the back end of the first round, all these great teams who finish strong, it seems like the players that they're picking, you're going to be watching them for years to come. It seems like that. We're going to be talking about Maxwell Harrison for Kentucky cornerback. Watch it. He'll be a stud. He'll be a stud for them.
Well, he'll get opportunities, you know, just because from a defensive standpoint, you're out there. They're coached by a defensive head coach.
Yeah.
So he's going to be in a pretty good situation.
Guys, we're going to go back to the studio, check in with Charlie Long, who has details on this Eagles trade up one spot. Charlie, what is going on?
Super, super easy here, guys. The Eagles trade up one spot with the Chiefs, getting pick number 31. The Chiefs get pick number 32 and pick number 164.
Hey, Charlie, that ain't a bad deal on that move up
super
one spot.
Easy,
you didn't have to give up much.
I think a little gamesmanship. I think that's just playing around one another, just like.
No, that's somebody Howie wants. He thinks the Chiefs were going to pick him.
Oh, wow. No, I'm telling you.
The Chiefs should have fleeced him more.
No, where the Chiefs were going to trade with somebody else and the one player that they wanted.
The one player the Eagles wanted.
They didn't get much. I mean, you're talking about you splitting hairs here, yeah. getting that pick. And so this is somebody that Howie really wanted.
Do you think it's the safety from South Carolina?
Where's that safety from last year?
They're gone. You mean the safeties for the Eagles? They ain't on the Eagles no more. No, they're gone, I'm telling you. Yep. So why is the safety from South Carolina to go right here?
Him and Ward. Now, we've talked about him quite a bit today.
He's going to be a stud, and the rich get richer.
Well, Slay as well. Slay is gone, so, I mean,
yes.
you need another corner.
Him
and Ward. Yep.
Corner, and then looking at, I still think.
Or Jihad Campbell.
From the linebacker from.
Look what they lost in free agency. Jihad Campbell, value-wise, and don't they load up on Georgia and Alabama players?
Yeah.
They load up on them cats?
And you look.
Seems to have worked out pretty well.
And you look at Zach Bond. They got Zach Bond. They paid him. But then you look at Jihad Campbell. And you know what? Big Fangio. I think he knows line.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Linebackers. He knows that linebacker position, so, so what do you think of Jihad Campbell? We got to get him. Somebody might move up. We need to get him. Look, we can pick him now, so we move it up one spot. So that wouldn't be surprised if that's the pick.
Yeah, I think it's Jihad. And also, too, in their spot, they don't have to rush him into the lineup.
No.
Right.
You can say, listen, if you're not here till game four, hey, that's good enough for us. And anybody can coach linebackers, it's Vic Fangio.
Yeah, and you know, I'm telling you, I'm looking at it in the crystal ball, and he'll have the same success when he is playing as the Iowa linebacker for the Lions, who was picked late in the first round and had 130 tackles. Campbell from University of Iowa. I think, Mike, are they both Campbells? No, I think one's white, one's black. I mean, but they've seen the Campbell boy.
You know, here's the crazy thing about Jihad. He signs with Nick Saban. Nick promises him you can play edge. Dallas Turner's there, and Chris Braswell's there.
Yeah.
So you can't play edge. We kick you inside.
And the rest is history.
And look what he did last year.
He's the number one inside linebacker out of everybody.
He can play, and I think this pick will be Jihad Campbell.
Philadelphia Eagles beefing up that defense, it appears. And then after that, it'll be the Kansas City Chiefs on the clock unless they make another move.
Well, Steve, hell with Kansas City right now. You're an Eagles fan. Well,
likes that pick. Whoa. I saw the look on his face when I said Jihad Campbell.
So wait, Steve, who you think the Eagles should pick? Who are you? You want the defense to get better? Or
absolutely.
You want,
keep stocking up that D. You saw what he's able to do against the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, yes. And without a doubt.
You were there with me. I was so nervous going into that Super Bowl matchup.
Steve was.
And it was kind of just.
He was sweating on me, dude.
I couldn't believe what was happening. How close were you two?
Steve, I'll tell you what, the seats in for the press, we were deuced. You were like, I had to be like a Hoss. Tonight be touching it, and I had to be like.
Do not be dissing on my building.
Well, no. The way we had
I thought it was a great view, setup.
It was a great view. But we'd have to be at 5'4", 120 pounds to fit.
And, well, I'm glad I didn't go.
Based on your 40 time, that sounds about right.
No, Steve, you know how we were all leaning upon each other?
Sure.
And you had to say, excuse me, and all that. Now, depending who you were sitting by, you might want to lean upon. But I didn't want to lean upon Steve Geller, and then I had Jeff. So who am I going to lean upon? And then all of a sudden, my knee. So, but other than that, no, the view was great. The view was awesome.
So this is what happens at 10:35 on the end of round one on here on WWL.
I said we were getting loose over here. Who am I going to lean upon, Steve Geller or Jeff?
That's
the question.
And we're big people. Steve's big. I'm big. We're all big.
And he basically told you I didn't want to lean on either one of you.
We saw that Vic Voodoo in the Caesar Super, the Mercedes.
Oh, my God. You're right. You had it.
I'm getting it all wrong.
Got them all flustered. Yeah.
Caesar Superdome, right. But beefing up that
it's
Eagles
right there.
Defense,
we can see it.
you keep attacking and putting the pressure on the quarterback, the most important position in the NFL. They were able to achieve that and hoping they can keep sticking with that, applying, you know, making that quarterback's clock tick even faster.
Oh, no. You got to the point where you know, the great Pat Mahomes, and we all know the quarterback is the difference maker.
Yeah.
But all I know is I want my cake and eat it too. I want a great quarterback and win in the trenches. That's how you win. Look how confident Jalen Hurts was. You know what I love about Jalen Hurts? I'm going to go on a tangent on Jalen Hurts.
All right.
Let me tell you. Jalen Hurts.
Let's get something to eat.
Doesn't he seem like he was an outstanding American, upstanding citizen? All the adversity that Jalen Hurts has faced. Holly did interviews. Mike. His maturity, how he was too cool for school. If you hate on Jalen Hurts, you're just a hater. I mean, come on. All with Jalen Hurts when he was with Alabama and Tua and all what happened and all that adversity what he faced. And he even at Philadelphia, how they going about with their offense. Let me tell you what. Jalen Hurts, you could tell he's a coach's son and understands the process. Jalen Hurts, that's the kind of son of a gun we need like a future quarterback. Coachable. I guarantee you ask Kalen Moore, he probably would tell you Jalen Hurts was exceptional. Was an exceptional individual, not only as a quarterback, but the leader of your team. And I don't even know Jalen Hurts. I'm just telling you what I observe. I think Jalen Hurts is outstanding.
What I've always heard about the guy is just a really great leader of men. Finds a way to motivate the guys around him.
And cool. He ain't loud like me. I'm like all screaming and you know all that. No, I'm talking about too cool for school. Look how he does his interviews, his press conferences. No, Jalen Hurts, he's smooth as silk. I don't even like the Eagles. I try to mock the Eagles. E-A-G-L-E-S.
Oh, yeah. Somebody told him he was number one, but with another digit,
so to speak, in the press box. Listen, I definitely would cheer for the Eagles over the Cowgirls. I know that.
And the pick is in, guys. It is Jahan Campbell for the Philadelphia Eagles with the 31st overall pick.
I'm telling you, he'll have 130 tackles.
Mike wrote it
year.
Like 10 minutes ago.
I long wrote that.
He'll have 130 tackles next year.
Stick around for more of our Black and Gold Draft Show. Just one pick left, and then we're going to hear from Saints head coach Kellen Moore after the draft right here on WWL. Stay tuned.